This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that one of our leading historians and writers generally about the political perspective of conservatism, Amity Schles, believes we should stop throwing the term great around as liberally, you'll pardon the expression, as we do. Whenever a president promises great this, great that, great me, great program, great society, make America great again, it means trouble. Is Joe Biden falling into that very trap? He seems to be. And when it comes to the economy right now, well, may not be great, but it's awfully good. The stock market is up at the moment 268 points. It is just 10 points away, the Dow, from hitting 31,000 again, which is very healthy. It shows that there were fewer jobless claims. The numbers came out than people had expected, and that's considered to be a good thing. Why? What are people so encouraged about? And why does that encouragement go along with people buying literally millions and millions of guns? The explosion in popularity, you'll pardon the expression, for firearms, extraordinarily dramatic in January. Why is it that whenever Democrats come in, people rush out to buy guns and ammunition? We will talk about that and, of course, talk about the dramatic events on the floor of Congress today where Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke. Yes, she did. And she didn't quite say she was sorry, but she said she no longer believes in some of the nonsense she once believed in. And when I say once, it's not when she was a girl. It's not when she was living in a different era. It was 2018. And that's been a while that she's been on these conspiracy theories. So what's going to happen? The House may vote while we are on the air, and we, of course, will bring you that dramatic news. And speaking of dramatic news, this just happened minutes ago. The House managers on Trump's impeachment, led by Jamie Raskin of Maryland, not Adam Schiff so much. He's concentrating apparently on trying to replace Javier Becerra, who is the new Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's going to be replacing Becerra as Attorney General of California. If Newsom appoints him to that post, we can deal with that later. But the new House manager, Jamie Raskin, who's in charge of impeachment this time, congressman from Maryland, he has made something very dramatic. He's invited President Trump to come and testify. And he says Trump can testify in private, he can testify in secret, he can testify one way or another, but he believes that there are so many discrepancies between the case that the Democrats have filed and the case that Trump's defense attorneys filed, it's 14 pages, that they need to be addressed. Discrepancies meaning the question is, what was Trump doing during the riot on Capitol Hill? And who is telling the truth about that riot? Now, this is not a perjury trap. I don't think it's that simple. It is probably something Trump will turn down. But can't you imagine that President Trump, who has been so uncharacteristically silent, and it's not just because his Twitter account is not available to him, President Trump has been out of the news. I actually think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for Trump. It increases the chances that he will very comfortably beat impeachment again. And I think it's good for the country that Trump is less in the public spotlight. Now, that's despite the fact that, what, 4 or 5 days from now, on Tuesday, they actually begin the formal trial on impeachment. Both sides are saying this should go quickly. They are not planning to spend weeks on it as they did before. They want to get on to the important business of borrowing some more money so they can shovel more money at various Americans. And by the way, one of the stories today, surprising story, a Republican senator is out there who's trying to up the amount of money beyond the unbelievable amount of money that Biden has already baked into the so-called rescue bill on COVID-19. We will get to that as well. To clear up the alleged discrepancies, Congressman Raskin has asked Trump to testify and to face cross-examination as early as Monday, and not later than February 11th, suggesting the testimony would not necessarily be in the Senate chamber or even in public. Quote, we would be pleased to arrange such testimony at a mutually convenient time and place, wrote Raskin, who has asked for a response by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Trump's camp did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Well, I imagine not this afternoon. But he didn't testify during the first impeachment by the House in 2019, nor the Senate trial that followed early last year. Trump's second Senate trial begins Tuesday. You think that Trump should testify? There has to be part of him that wants to.
I'll keep you in suspense.
He will keep us in suspense. I don't think there's much suspense. I think his lawyers would probably quit if he insisted on testifying. I mean it. It would be incredibly dangerous. It would be great. You know who would love him to testify? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, everybody in talk radio. Because this is dramatic. President confronts his confusers. I'm sure the Democrats have in mind an Aaron Sorkin sort of script, like his script for A Few Good Men, where Jack Nicholson says, you can't handle the truth, and he cracks under cross-examination. Trump wouldn't crack under cross-examination, but I think it would be virtually impossible for him to avoid going back to the narrative, which right now is toxic for him, it seems to me, for Republicans in general. I won the election. I really won. The election was stolen from me. This would make it more uncomfortable than it should be for Republicans to vote to just dismiss the case against him because it's constitutionally dubious and because it's a moot point and because it's divisive for the country, and to focus on that aspect of his defense, which was also a prominent part of the argument that was put together by his two attorneys. Meanwhile, there's the case of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was on the House floor today, this morning. And did she clear her name? Did she do a brilliant job? She spoke last night when the Republicans met, and the Republicans voted overwhelmingly to support Liz Cheney, the third-ranking Republican in the House. A surprising vote. It was 141-65. She won 70% of the support of all Republicans. Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke also. They didn't vote on her, but Kevin McCarthy said, no, because the Democrats are going forward with an attempt to strip her of her committee assignments anyway. We will let them take the lead. Here is how she began to explain some of her controversial comments this morning when she spoke on the House floor. This is clip two, Jeremy.
I realized just watching CNN, or Fox News, I may not find the truth. And so what I did is I started looking up things on the Internet, asking questions like most people do every day.
Always a good move.
Use Google.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across something, and this was at the end of 2017, called QAnon. Well, these posts were mainly about this Russian collusion information. A lot of it was some of what I would see on the news at night, and I got very interested in it. So I posted about it on Facebook. I read about it. I talked about it. I asked questions about it, and then more information came from it. But you see, here's the problem. Throughout 2018, because I was upset about things and didn't trust the government, really, because the people here weren't doing the things that I thought they should be doing for us, the things that I just told you I cared about. And I want you to know, a lot of Americans don't trust our government. And
okay, she goes on from there. What's the reaction going to be? And what else did she have to say in her own defense? And should Republicans join Democrats in voting against her? We'll get to all of that coming up on The Medved Show.
You can't handle
The Michael Medved Show.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That show, Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke in her own behalf on the House floor to her colleagues. Her colleagues are about to vote, and it's just about a sure thing. They're going to vote to stripper of her committee assignments. That doesn't mean she's booted out of Congress. It just means she's basically irrelevant. And it's not a nice thing. It's not a positive thing. It's probably only going to make her more of a celebrity and increase her popularity back home in her district, which is a very conservative, very pro-Trump district. As she was speaking from the floor of the House, and she frankly sounded better and more normal than in most of her previous public utterances. And she was wearing a mask during the time she was speaking. A mask said on it, free speech. And she let her point of view be made very clearly. Here is more of what she said to assure the American people she was really not out of the mainstream. This is clip six, Jeremy.
I also want to tell you 9/11 absolutely happened. I remember that day crying all day long watching it on the news. And it's a tragedy for anyone to say it didn't happen. And so that I definitely want to tell you. I do not believe that it's fake.
Okay, what she did believe and was very clear about, she didn't believe that part of 9/11 was the Pentagon, where over 100 people died. And yes, a plane did hit the Pentagon, and there were pieces of the plane that were visible on the lawn. She was one of those people who said, no, plane didn't hit the Pentagon. It was actually a missile. It was a missile, which is crazy and irresponsible and wrong. And then she assured us of this as well, in case you had any doubt. This is number eight.
You see, school shootings are absolutely real. And every child that is lost, those families mourn it. I understand how terrible it is because when I was 16 years old in 11th grade, my school was a gun-free school zone, and one of my schoolmates brought guns to school and took our entire school hostage. And that happened right down the hall from my classroom. I know the fear that David Hogg had that day. I know the fear that these kids have. And this is why, and I say this sincerely with all my heart, because I love our kids, every single one of your children, all of our children. I truly believe that children at school should never be left unprotected. I believe they should be just as protected as we were with 30,000 National Guardsmen. Our children are our future, and they're our most precious resource.
Okay, what she mentioned David Hogg there because of controversial footage of her hounding him. He is a survivor of Parkland, which she had previously said she believed was or could be a false flag operation, that it wasn't really the school shooting it was purported to be. She was hounding him when he had come up to Capitol Hill to lobby for further gun regulation. And then she says that basically there is a choice today that the members of the House will face when they vote whether or not to strip her of her committee assignments. They almost surely will. And the only question is how many Republicans will join in that vote. Here is what Marjorie Taylor Greene said about that choice during her speech at the House floor. Listen. Yep.
What shall we do as Americans? Shall we stay divided like this? Will we allow the media that is just as guilty as QAnon of presenting truth and lies to divide us? Will we allow ourselves to be addicted to hate and hating one another? I hope not.
Okay. Is it fair to say that the media is just as guilty as QAnon of presenting truth and lies to divide us? What truth has QAnon ever presented? The thing about most media is that they have people on, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She can come and say what she wants to say on various media sources. It's something where she can speak directly. QAnon is all based upon made-up characters and totally made-up stories. And she talks about a mixture of truth and lies. And by the way, I'll put that as a question to any caller, 1-800-955-1776. The entire QAnon description, the master plan, the entire thing about the basement of a pizza parlor and people ordering children to exploit for sex and then later to kill and to drink their blood and worshiping Satan. What aspect of that is truth? What aspect about that is truth? The answer is none. And that is a problem. This is what's the minority leader, the Republican leader of the House, said last night. This is the same night that Liz Cheney won. In other words, despite the fact that she took a courageous, it seems to me, but very unpopular vote in her home state, her state of Wyoming, where Trump won 70% of the vote, she voted to impeach the president, basically saying that it's unimaginable that you can imagine the riots happening without the president. And Speaker, or would-be Speaker, a leader, McCarthy, spoke in her behalf, and she won overwhelmingly. They did a secret ballot, but they counted the votes, and the votes were 141 to 65. More than 70% of House Republicans want to stick with Liz Cheney. But McCarthy said this about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who also spoke last night, as Liz Cheney did, to the assembled Republicans. Clip 4A.
We were willing to remove her from Ed and Labor. And when Steny Hoyer had called me, he said that was the complaint they had. Going, and I want to be very clear, we denounce anything that we've seen that was said in that past, from anything with QAnon has no place in our party. And Marjorie Greene actually said that inside our conference today. She said it before, but she said from the shootings and everywhere else. And if that gave people problems, she's a small business owner. So we'd say budget and small business. I was more than willing to do that. The conference was willing to do that. And Steny Hoyer and the Democrats said no. They're going to judge her on things that were said that she has now denounced before she was ever a member of Congress. I just wonder if they take that same standard. Are they going to leave Swalwell on Homeland Security and on Intel? You know, the Speaker has that appointment. She and I were both down in the skiff, and we heard what the FBI report was. No way would I ever leave him on Intel nor Homeland. I'd question whether he should still be a member of Congress. And then you're going to look at Maxine Waters as a chair of what she incited? There are so many. I wonder if they put that same standard as someone else. Because never in the history of Congress have people been deciding where other parties are putting people on committees.
And I think this kind of logic and argument is going to convince the overwhelming percentage of Republicans in the House to vote against stripping Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee memberships. And why? Well, basically because that's an easy vote. Because you can use the arguments that Kevin McCarthy made last night. And because she's going to lose those committee assignments anyway, because the House is a majority Democratic. Coming up, should the country avoid obsessions with the word great? We'll be speaking to Amity Schles moments from now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department is mulling the idea to charge members involved in the January 6th occupation of the Capitol building under a federal law usually used against organized crime. The Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization Act, known as RICO, enables prosecutors to combat certain ongoing racketeering crimes. Wisconsin prosecutors are seeking a new arrest warrant for Kenosha shooter 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, claiming that he broke the conditions of his bail by moving houses and disapprove of his carefree attitude. Court documents filed with Judge Bruce Schroeder show that prosecutors essentially cannot find Rittenhouse. First conceived in the combustion of a hydrogen bomb on a South Pacific island in 1952, the heavy element einsteinium is one of the shyer members of the periodic table. It's so unstable that no one has had a good look at it till now. A team of chemists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Los Alamos has published a report in the journal Nature. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Medved Show. It is an honor to welcome back to the show Amity Schles. She is, among many, many other distinctions, the chair of the board of the Calvin Coolidge Presidential Foundation. She's the author of seven books, including Great Society, A New History, A Fine Biography of Calvin Coolidge, and she wrote the Greedy Hand, which is the best single-volume history I've ever seen about the U.S. tax system. Amity, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here, and thank you for remembering the Greedy Hand.
No, how could I forget? I know it's not April yet, but it's part of all of our lives. Okay, Amity, you have made an outstanding point here about a word that was used repeatedly, again and again and again and again, in President Biden's widely praised inaugural address. Now, the word you're talking about is not unity. He used that word 11 times. But he used another word 6 times, and you say that's a problem. What's the word that's a problem?
The word is great. Great. And the reason that great is trouble is that we don't always get to great. And we feel great when we say great, and it pumps us up. But you know what? If we get to pretty good, that will be all right, too. And the point of the column is that great ambition goes often with great, I'll say, personality cult. and we're not just talking about recently, what everyone feels, but in the history of the United States. And what I'm thinking here of and what I study in this article is the Great Society of Lyndon Johnson, aspects of which we're about to repeat. In the great, Lyndon Johnson didn't say, I want a good society. I want to reduce poverty. He said, I want a great society, and so I will cure, C-U-R-E, poverty, and I will make all the races get along and have no more dissent among the races, and I will make sure everyone's reading score is better. And the Great Society failed to meet its goals. This is the program of the 1960s, which is inspiring the current administration. And the New Deal also had the vanity of greatness, which will change society greatly. So great is trouble for a number of reasons, and it's good to think about.
Well, you also make the point that great is identified with that stupid tendency of liberal historians, and yes, it is a particular problem on the left, to equate presidential greatness and presidential success with the number of new regulations, with the number of new pieces of legislation, with the number of new spending programs, in other words, with the expansion of government. You focus a lot of your scholarly attention on a president who had a very different idea. Did Coolidge stay away from the term great?
Absolutely, but let me just say, great connotes input. I want to pass a lot of laws. Lyndon Johnson, he didn't look very much at the result, right? If you're a metrics person, you'll see what I mean. He passed laws and signed them like other men eat chocolate chip cookies. That was one of his staffers, the perspicacious Joe Califano, said. So Coolidge is a good counterexample. I know he seems a long time ago. He isn't. He's incredibly modern. He served 100 years ago in the 20s, and Coolidge said, it's a great safety to a president and the country, I'm paraphrasing, for the president to know he's not a great man. He's just a servant of the people, writing laws for the people and honoring the office. He's just passing through. Coolidge didn't say, I am the presidency. He said, there's that office over there, and I'm in it for a little while, and then I'll leave. And yet the results that Coolidge got through his humble policy were great. So you have to not be great to get great results. What do I mean by that? Because he focused so much on the work and not on greatness, he was able to get very strong growth in the economy. He was able to reduce taxes, which was very important for Americans in that period. The 20s really did roar. It's not a lie that they roared. The 20s were not a bubble in Jay Gatsby's champagne glass in a high school book. They were really a stupendous decade we'd love to replicate, because they had 4% growth, they had almost no unemployment, they had no inflation. They sealed American global primacy, all with a president who eschewed greatness and, you know, was sort of almost sanctimoniously modest. It got on people's nerves. And I thought that was just a fabulous study, a different kind of leadership.
Well, it's a very different kind of leadership because of what Coolidge considered the most important aspect of life and of American politics, what he described as things of the spirit, in a book which is still considered by many fair historians to be the, you'll pardon the expression, greatest book ever written by an American president. You have a new book coming out. Which, does it incorporate things of the spirit? It's the autobiography of Calvin Coolidge.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Michael. So Coolidge speaks for himself. He is a beautiful writer. He wrote also in a homiletic fashion. He talked to the people sermon-like, and I mean that in a good way, at short sentences. The autobiography is written for American young people at the time, but it's also accessible to them now. And what the Coolidge Foundation and the Coolidge family have done, they have republished the autobiography of Calvin Coolidge, written around 1929, with his speeches, including a speech called The Inspiration of the Declaration, which is about humility. And I'll tell you something very funny about that speech. Inspiration of the Declaration is about the 4th of July, right? So everyone assumed he gave that speech on the 4th of July. Coolidge was a Christian, and that speech was given on the 5th of July because Coolidge didn't want to speak on a Sunday. July 4 was a Sunday that year. So he thought all of the time about the relationship between faith and government. A very careful constitutionalist, very great man of faith, right? A man of great faith who was humble. All that's in there, and when you meet him, you say, oh, I already knew you, I just couldn't find you. That's the way you feel about Calvin Coolidge. So I hope people will have a look at this book, which does include speeches and a timeline and material for younger learners, because he is a model of a different kind of leadership. He said, men do not make laws, they do but discover them, in one of the speeches in that book. That is, we are just servants of the law and several kinds of law. He saw the relationship between earthly law and things of the spirit.
And that's Amity Schles. She is a wonderful writer, as you can guess by listening to her. And so many important books that she's written. A true book about the New Deal and the Great Depression. And the fact that, no, it was not the New Deal that cured the Great Depression. That was a little interruption called World War II. But there's much, much more. That book is called The Forgotten Man. It's also on my shelf right behind me here at home. Amity Schles' most recent column we're going to send out in our newsletter, and we're going to post it up at michaelmedved.com under the heading Presidents Should Avoid Great for Their Own Good and the Nation's. Amity, you should have a, I won't say great weekend, but a wonderful weekend, and keep the provocation and the ideas coming. When we come back, there's somebody else who's a soft-spoken individual in Hollywood. He didn't get a lot of attention yesterday at the Golden Globe Award nominations, but he deserves some awards for speaking truth about police officers. Who am I talking about? We'll tell you moments from now on The MedVet Show.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
This may be the greatest movement in the history of our country.
The Michael Medved Show. On a cultural crusade all across America.
Whoopee!
This is the Michael Medved Show.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Washington today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
And we have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
This new film, now available on Stars, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit starsandstrife.com.
Right now is a great time to become a medhead at michaelmedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVed History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the Michael Medved Show, sometimes actors who tend to play wonderful people really are wonderful people. It happens. It happens. That was certainly true of the late, great Jimmy Stewart, who I knew just a little bit, but he was a wonderful man. He was an American hero off screen, in addition to all the heroic roles he played in It's a Wonderful Life and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and so many other great movies. It was also true, it has been true, I think, to a great extent of Tom Hanks. What's striking about him is he plays an American hero like no one else. He also got snubbed by the Golden Globes, but that's okay. He has two Oscars. He is a wonderfully talented actor, but also a great producer and something of an American patriot. He created as producer, executive producer, that great series on John Adams, which is one of the best productions ever about an American president, starring Paul Giamatti, you may remember, and Laura Linney as Abigail Adams. But another individual I've never met is, by all reputation, a great American and a great actor. His name is Denzel Washington. And Denzel just did a movie that I didn't like very much. It's called The Little Things. But I'll tell you something, it is no little thing. He is a very regular, devoted churchgoer, and he gave a $1 million gift to his church. Okay, you can say, well, he's a rich actor, that's nothing. It's a lot. Somebody who chooses to give $1 million to support his Christian church, well, bless him. And now there's an interview in Yahoo Entertainment that is just wonderful. It made me smile and feel a warm glow all over just to read it. After playing a cop in several movies, Denzel Washington is now sharing his thoughts on the role of law enforcement amid the Black Lives Matter movement. In his latest film, The Little Things, the actor plays a Los Angeles County Sheriff's detective on the hunt for a serial killer. Well, it's more than that. He's also a guy who lost his job with the LAPD before he became a sheriff's deputy, because, well, it's the movie. In a new interview with Yahoo Entertainment, Washington expressed his support for law enforcement despite the current climate. Quote, I have the utmost respect for what they do, for what our soldiers do, people that sacrifice their lives. I just don't care for people who put those kind of people down. You hear that from Denzel Washington? If it weren't for them, we would not have the freedom to complain about what they do. Is that exactly right or what? Washington went on to recall going on a ride along with a police sergeant while preparing for his role as a cop in the 1991 thriller Ricochet. The actor noted that the sergeant defused a situation involving an elderly man armed with a rifle by just remaining calm. It showed me in an instant, he said, how they can lose their life. He didn't overreact. He could have shot the old man that was distraught and a bit confused. I think he was suffering a little bit from dementia, but in an instant it taught me, and I never forgot it, what our law enforcement people have to deal with moment to moment, second to second. Okay, it's so refreshing. And in an era where the country has suffered, and it's suffered, it seems to me, a great deal from this negativity about police, about cutting police budgets, about, oh, the most recent idiot demonstrators in Olympia, Washington, who took over a hotel to, quote, try to liberate the hotel. The hotel had paying guests in it, and they wanted to put homeless people into the hotel. And when the police came to take them out, they were saying, pigs, pigs, fry them in a blanket. In any event, that kind of attitude, I think, has contributed to another story. It's very noteworthy. It's at the website of the Washington Post, and it turns out that Americans are breaking every known record in purchasing millions and millions and millions of firearms. Okay, firearm sales soared in January after a mob-led assault on the U.S. Capitol and the arrival of a new administration that favors tighter gun controls. More than 2 million firearms were bought in the month of February. That is an 80% year-over-year spike and the third highest one-month total on record. Now, do you understand it? Background checks and sales of firearms and ammunition have been increasing pace for months. The surge is in line with the record pace set in 2020. Nearly 23 million new firearms were bought, representing a 64% jump over last year. Now, let me tell you, these numbers reflect almost entirely firearms that are brought by law-abiding gun owners. Because for criminal gangs, for criminal individuals, people who have a felony record, you can't get guns so easily. It is simply a myth that every criminal, every gang has unlimited access to guns. They get them, though. They get them illegally. Before 2020, spikes coincided with elections and mass shootings, such as Sandy Hook in late 2012. In 2020, numbers climbed during the coronavirus shutdowns and in the summer amid the protests after the killing of George Floyd. But what's fascinating here is how much it's gone up in the month of January, and they think because of the riots in Washington, D.C., had gone up to shocking levels. In the state of Michigan, the leading states for new gun sales, the state of Michigan gun sales between January 2020 and January of this year, last month, went up 306%. In New Jersey, 246%. The top five highest weeks for gun sales since 1998. That's when they started keeping good records. That's in 22 years. The number one week was in March of 2020. where they had did 1.2 million. These are weeks per week, 1.2 million background checks. And then the other two highest are both last month, January 17th and January 10th. And again, a lot of this is new gun buyers. Does this scare you? If it does, you're probably one of those people who believes there should be more restrictions on gun purchases. What scares me about it is it's an indication of how insecure Americans feel, and I think this relates to the attacks on the police. The police can do a fantastic job. They have done a fantastic job for the last 30 years in profoundly, dramatically, it's actually 40 years almost, lowering crime rates and lowering rates of violence, and they should be able to make Americans feel more secure in your homes, in your place of work, on the streets. But I'll tell you, the deterioration of the environment that particularly occurred last year and sort of climaxed with the craziness in Washington, when you see police who are struggling just to restore order in the nation's capital, of course it frightens people. And of course they want to rely on their own ability to defend themselves. I'll tell you what else I think is responsible for the increase in guns. When you go downtown, wherever you live, there's more graffiti. There are homeless encampments. There are people living there, lying there, endangering themselves and others, doing drugs openly. And frankly, does the desire to actually arm yourself and protect yourself correlate with what has been a fairly dramatic increase in violent crime rates? Now, we're still not anywhere near the level that we were in the 1980s or even early 1990s. We're not there. But it is clearly one of those things that is not going to be, quote, stopped or fixed. People aren't going to feel safer and more eager to give up their guns by new gun regulations. In fact, it's the fear of new gun regulations, in fact, that provokes things like the exploding rate of gun purchases. When we come back on the Medved Show, more in the future of the Republican Party and the ongoing battle between people who are grateful to Liz Cheney and people who are grateful to Marjorie Taylor Greene. And what's the Congress going to vote regarding her? We'll get to that.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.